This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The holiday shopping season is a complicated economic beast where the variables abound. What consumers are in the mood to buy, how much we go out to celebrate, how much we spend, and whether that's in a store or online. And for companies, how much inventory should they hold? What promotions or specials are they going to have to offer to get us in the door? And how much seasonal help they ought to hire to be ready for all that hoped-for extra business that they are going to do? Because in what is still, even as things slow a bit, dare I say get boring, this is a pretty tight job market, and predicting the demand for holiday labor can be tricky, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Well 80 Brewhouse is a popular bar and restaurant in downtown Olympia, Washington, a state capital and college town. Tuesday's trivia night, Wednesday there's bingo, Thursday discount cocktails. Owner Chris Knudsen says business dips heading into early fall, then bounces back with family gatherings, workplace parties, and the like.
We're definitely picking up, and usually it's pretty busy post-Thanksgiving through the holidays and then the new year.
I've been talking to Knudsen since the post-pandemic boom packed the place a couple years ago.
We're a little bit down this year from where we were last year, but not a ton, maybe 5% or so.
He also says while the labor market's still pretty tight, it's not as hard to hire kitchen and wait staff now.
We aren't scrambling every day to try and find somebody to fill a shift. We do have some college kids that will come back and work for us through the holidays because they're on break. Overall, we're doing okay, and we're having to, like, you know, pinch a little bit with labor and just make sure we're being wise with that sort of thing.
That sense of caution characterizes the holiday seasonal labor market nationwide. Jared Doyle is a senior VP at staffing and recruitment firm Manpower Group.
Hiring demand decreased in all selected functions in November, down this year so far compared to last year. That's across retail, hospitality.
Both sectors were down about 10% from January to November compared to 2022. But Doyle thinks companies are also hiring smarter this year.
Hiring much earlier. We saw that in Q2 into Q3. It still is taking, you know, far longer to fill roles than it did pre-pandemic. And so companies are not waiting for, you know, last minute.
But they have been waiting for consumers to reveal themselves and show how eager they are to shop and spend, says Andy Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas, which tracks seasonal hiring.
Every signal that we got coming into the season was just uncertainty, uncertainty, uncertainty from retailers. They really did not know what was going to happen.
As a result, they didn't rush to ramp up their holiday hiring. Challenger says in October, retail hiring was up 3% from a year ago, but warehouse and transportation hiring was down 27%. And major retailers announced the lowest hiring plans in a decade.
We saw so few announcements from companies coming into the season because they were so uncertain. It may indicate what that experience is going to be like for consumers if they're going to be spending long times in lines for stores that are understaffed to get presents delivered on time.
Meanwhile, it's not proving quite as financially challenging to hire workers this year, says Haley Dam, VP of Midwest Operations at staffing agency Adecco.
Last year around this time, there was a huge run on the wage, right? And it was the only thing we were talking about.
Dam, who started with the firm a decade ago as a temp, says this year job seekers want more than just higher wages.
We do have a group of seasonal employees come back to us year after year. Although being competitive in your wage is important, they want to see things like accessibility to benefits. Are they getting a full-time schedule even?
Dam says in the past, older workers and retirees were a crucial component of the temporary seasonal workforce, allowing retailers to staff up for the holiday rush. She says that well dried up in the pandemic.
Many of them did capitalize on some of those early retirement opportunities or simply did not feel safe going to work at the time. And now that we're a little more stable, we have seen a huge push of retirees coming back into the workforce.
While workers 55 and older still haven't returned to their pre-pandemic level of labor force participation, they are slowly catching up. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.